Welcome to Deep Cuts, a podcast on urban music and its impact on society, politics, and culture. Brought to you by three lifelong friends with wildly differing viewpoints on the subject. I'm Chad Munden, your host, and I'm joined today, as usual, by Maddie P and DJ Anar. Our podcast today is not brought to you in three acts. Today, what we thought we'd do was sort of examine the Grammy nominations. So specifically, we're going to be looking at Song of the Year, Record of the Year, and a few of the hip-hop and R&B categories. So before we get into the show, I wanted to ask a couple things of you. Subscribe to us on iTunes. Also, leave comments whenever you can. So also, check us out on at DeepCutsXYZ on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, as well as send us an email at that, you know, you might be thinking of questions, concerns, show ideas. Hit us at podcast@deepcuts.xyz. So with that, let's get into the show. Welcome to episode 7 of Deep Cuts. I want to welcome Maddie P.
Hello.
And TJ.
Gotta be consistent.
Yep. And welcome to DJ A&R.
What up?
All right. It's a little bit later in the day than is normal. And the show is going to be a little different than we are accustomed. So rather than doing our hot takes, we're gonna look at Grammy nominees and the songs for which they're nominated. And we're just going to sort of riff on the songs and get a sense of, you know, what you think about the songs, you know, what's going on with the artists. Just going to have a conversation about these Grammy nominees. So with that, I think I'll just dive right into it. Let's start with, let's see, let's look at my magic sheet of paper. Let's look at Best Rap Performance. And this is populated by, by Chance the Rapper, Designer, Drake, Fat Joe, Schoolboy Q. What I'll do is I'll play the first cut, I don't know, a few bars or so of the first cut, and then on the tail end of it, we'll talk about it.
Okay.
All right. How's that sound? Does that sound like a plan?
Sounds good.
All right.
Sounds good.
All right.
Yep. If one more label try to stop me, it's gonna be some dread. ZLIB.
We'll get through the chorus and then we'll come out of it. All right, there we go. So there it is. It's Chance the Rapper, 2 Chainz, Lil Wayne, No Problem. So I think on this one, I'll start with K. What are your takes on that one? What do you think about that one?
Oh, I love that record. That record came out of nowhere. I mean, video. Was dope. I mean, I can't be more prouder than Chance, a rapper, from all the success he's done. So he's well deserving of this award. The record's crazy, it's catchy, and it's not contrived. It's just been him being him with the crazy melody on it.
Maddie, what about you? Anything to say about that record?
Yeah, I like it. I think it's gonna win.
You think that's gonna win? Oh, out the gate.
I really do.
So
I do, because I think that the Grammys, I think they're going to go anti-establishment. Like, I know that's kind of ironic because they are the establishment, but I think that he's going to win for that reason, you know, to pay homage to this kid that's, you know, that's really what the music industry, well, not the music industry, but what an artist should be about, taking it into his own hands and making a path for himself. Mm-hmm. And I think his story is going to push him to the win.
I think as usual, when I edit these podcasts, I end up listening to myself, and it's weird because you end up sort of thinking about, wow, is that really the stance I want to take? Do I constantly want to take the devil's advocate side? But I'm gonna do it anyway because that's sort of my want. I don't know. I kind of dislike this record. I'm not sure I understand the hype surrounding Chance the Rapper. I don't know if it was just sort of. If it's a fluke or people are just ready for just something new. They're just like, we've been so like in the club for 20 years and people are looking for something. The word of the day last week was earnest, you know, associated with J. Cole. And, you know, is that really what people are looking for? And is the Chance the Rapper like happen upon that? The song is okay. I just don't understand why there's so much, I don't know, hubbub about it. You know, hullabaloo.
Hullabaloo.
Yeah, that. Am I just being a cranky old man? It's an okay song. I mean, it's all right. I mean, you know, it's fine.
I don't know if the Grammys gets it right like that. I can't remember really that many songs where I'm just like, you know, oh, they got it right. Where, I don't know. I think you take it for what it's worth, and you just.
But we get again. Let's talk about the actual name. The name of the category is Best Rap Performance, right? In addition to other categories that they have for best rap song or best anything related to rap. So what are the actual other nominees, Chad, and the names of the titles of songs?
Yeah, so we got Panda, we got Pop Style from Drake featuring The Throne, all the way up with Fat Joe, Remy Ma, now French Montana and Infrared, and we got that part, but you know, Schoolboy Q and Kanye West. Kanye West is all over. Like, Kanye should just sort of get like the obligatory sort of like, you're everywhere, so we're going to give you an award just because you're on like most of the you had something to do with most of the songs being nominated. But that's I digress.
They like people who go on through issues, so straight up, you know what I mean? It makes them feel good about themselves, you know?
They'll give him the Lifetime Achievement Award at 38.
Yeah, he might get some I'm not even going to go because it's just like when Denzel Washington won for Training Day. They know damn well he shouldn't have won no damn Oscar for Training Day. He should have won it for Malcolm X. But they had to right their wrong.
Well, yeah, we owe you one. Here you go. Our bad.
Exactly. So here he's going through hell. So let's try to make this nigga feel better. We're going to give him some.
All right. So I'm gonna cut past. We can talk about Chance. So we'll have plenty of opportunity to talk about Chance the Rapper because he's nominated a couple times, right? So I'm gonna skip ahead. Let's go into the next track. It's Panda. It was sort of everywhere for a couple months earlier in the year.
Yeah.
Let's get into it. If I can hit the play button.
I got bribes in the line. Just to be in the family. Credit cards in the scammers. Hitting the licks in the van. Legacies, family. Wait and see, look like a panda. Going out like a Montana. Honey, down the helmets. Legacies, family. Wait and see, family. Pockets full, Danny. Selling ball, candy. Man on the macho like Randy. The chopper go out to for granted. Pull up your bandit. Hope you understand it.
Yeah, I mean, that's basically the song. It goes on like that for another 3 minutes, right? So
are we judging the performance of the song itself? Or which one are we?
I mean, I think you can't separate the performance from the song, right? You can't get up there and sing Mary Had a Little Lamb, you know, and expect to win a Grammy. So,
sure.
I mean, I understand where you're going with that. That's a perfectly fine pop song. Nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, I mean.
You know what I mean?
No, nothing.
Right? That shit hot. That shit was hot.
Yeah,
when I first heard it, I was like, oh my God, it was crunk. It was hot. So,
yeah,
I think he got a bad rap because he was trying to act like Future. And at first, I thought it was Future when I first heard it, and I was surprised that it wasn't.
Right.
But that shit was hot.
My thing is just, like, I guess I want to be more critical in terms of the way that I think about the Grammys awarding the performers on what they're actually doing. Is it the song itself, how well it was written, how well it was received, or was it the particular performance that the artists were actually doing?
The rap category is a little bit muddled, right? When you look, and actually I was a little bit confused by the different categories earlier, and I sort of looked it up, and you know, specifically as it relates to recording of the year, I'm sort of record of the year and song of the year, like what's the difference between those two categories? And I have a clear distinction.
That's redundant, isn't it?
Well, the song of the year.
The record of the year.
Oh, go ahead, Kay.
No, go ahead, Chad.
Yeah, so the song of the year is essentially a songwriter's award, right? The recording of the year It's a recording, right? So it's awarding not only the performance, but the sound guy, the producer, and all the people associated with the song, right? So when you look at the category for recording of the year, the number of people associated with the nominees is long. It's like all the writers, the producers, you know, .. So using that as a guide, in the best rap performance category, it just says the person who performed the song, right? And again, I don't think you can decouple the song from the artist, right? The song from the performance. So, you know, the Panda. So let me give my take on Panda, and then I'll go to UK. It's like I said, it's a fine song, right? The BPM is perfect for what it's trying to do, and like, you know, Designer has a good voice. It's just there's something about it that feels package to me, and I think that that's probably what you were picking up on, Maddie. It's like he sounds like Future. Well, there's a reason why he sounds like Future. It's because he's trying to sound like Future, right? You know, that's sort of the thing, right? And that's kind of how pop music is made. I mean, that goes back, you know, 50 years now. So there's nothing necessarily wrong with that. It's just, you know, something is hot, something is selling, and people try to replicate it. It is what it is. So that's sort of my two cents on it. So Kay, what were you gonna say?
No, I was just trying to decipher between the two. But that cat Panda bought that beat for $300. Seriously, he bought that beat for $300 from for a cat overseas.
Oh yeah.
He just flipped it. I mean, kudos to him just being able to do that, regardless of how he sounds, whatever. I mean, it's not my particular preference and taste in terms of looking for what I like in an artist.
Not your cup of tea?
Not necessarily, but I can respect it. The record's crazy. I can't deny that. I can't, you know.
I mean, just on a pure, it's a solid song. Like, I can imagine, you know.
Yeah, it's a crazy record. Every record is jamming, like, still. But I would also have to take in consideration the way that the Fat Joe and the Remy Ma record is competing with all these other records. And I guess I go back to say the name of the title, Best Rap Performance.
All right.
So, all the way up, go ahead. You want to tie? Go ahead and do that.
Yeah, that was a good segue. I appreciate that.
So the all the way up record is like, nothing can stop that, me. I'm that was the record for the summer. That's too fast though, bro.
That's it.
That's it.
Yeah, I'm playing it over Skype, right? So it's not gonna be perfect for you.
Yeah.
Shorty, what you want? I got what you need. Shorty, what you want? I got what you need. Shorty, what you want? I got what you need.
Record's crazy. Nothing can stop me. I'm all the way up. Yeah, that record's crazy.
Yeah,
I think it's more hip hop than anything else. Yeah.
But you know what's so funny about that song? It's like that song is bigger than the sum of its parts. And what I mean by that is, if you listen to it, there's not a whole lot going on in that song. You know what I mean? Like it's a sort of a simple beat, like there's a simple loop in it. And nobody is like spitting like crazy. It just works, you know what I mean? It's like alchemy, right? You turn lead into gold, right? You don't have a whole lot there, and it just works.
Well, it's driven by the beat. I mean, you could spit Mary Had a Little Lamb on that record, it'd be dope.
French Montana's on it though. Like I don't get his appeal. I honestly don't. I think he got something on Puffy, and that's why he's going around.
Wait.
He got something on him. I don't know. He got something on that nigga. And that's why he's still around. Because he has, like, no, nothing. I don't get his appeal.
He's like a hype man who ends up, you know, on the record. Like,
He's like a... He has... A polished Bentley.
But Bentley has, like... I think Bentley has stage appeal. When he's on stage, at least I think he has that, you know. But French Montana is... seen him, you know, not in concert, obviously, because I would never go to one of his, but like on TV, he's just kind of like whack. His lyrics are like kind of whack. Like he has no charisma. Like I don't understand why he's still around. Like, he reminds me, like, Fabulous to me, but Fabulous can rap, so I give him that. Like, Fabulous seems like the most boring person on the face of the earth. Like,
damn, Maddie.
Maddie going in.
Well, Maddie's just busting on niggas today. Like,
I'm sure he's a nice dude. He just seems like nothing gets him excited. Like, everything is just like the same, but whatever.
What's funny about that, Maddie, is I saw a picture of Fabulous, like, over the, like, when I was doing research for the show. Dude looked like he was asleep. That's what's so funny about it. He looks like, like, dude, come on, man. Right. Like, you're like, you know, get excited.
Give me something, bro.
Give me something.
And the flip side of that, I think that's why people are drawn to Panda, because if you've ever seen that kid designer, like, if you've seen him online at all, like, even if you don't like him, if you went to one of his shows, I guarantee that you would be crying. Because his enthusiasm, it's like he realizes that he's there. He's like, fuck, I'm a star. And, like, he's enjoying it. Just like the kids, Ray Schroeder. Like, they're enjoying where they are. Like, that to me is what rap is about also, or should be. Yeah, I don't know. That just took me my conversation there.
No, I think that's perfect. That's spot on. That's exactly what we want. All right, so with that, I'm gonna jump into the next record, Drake's Pop Style. I'm not sure how this one. I'm not sure how this one made it though.
This sound like some 4301.
All my Drake, bro.
It's not bad.
You ain't got to play Drake.
Turn my birthday into a lifestyle.
Tell my mama. All right, listen, nobody wants to hear this one, right?
Okay, let me tell you real quick, though, straight up. And how long have I talked about this once before? Here's my beef with Drake. I think he's a great artist, but his ass going to be at the Grammys, right? His ass was at the MTV, the American Music Awards. I'm sure he's probably at the MTV Video Awards. I'm not sure. But he goes to nothing that BET does. I think that's bullshit. Because when he first came out, that's where his support came. And I'm not the biggest BET supporter. I think that they could be doing a lot more with their platform, but they are owned by Viacom now, so that's a whole different monster. But I just think it's whack when black artists dismiss that fan base. Yeah. When they first came out, that's all they had. And then they cross over into the white fan base, and they go to all of those award shows, and you got the, you know, BET, all that shit is the person that's presenting it, accepting the award, because no one wants to come. And that's bullshit. So that's my thing. Like, you know, I just had to say that.
I wonder why that is. I wonder if they feel like they're being pigeonholed, like, so they don't want to go to the black award show. Like, I wonder what that's. I'm sure there's a basis for them not. I'm not excusing it. I'm just wondering why that happens.
That's bullshit. It's just like when Jada Pinkett Smith, you know, was upset about Will Smith not being nominated for Concussion, right? And he was saying how the Oscars was like bullshit. So, like, that year they all showed up at the BET Honors, right? But they didn't go to next year.
Yeah, niggas get big. They don't want to go back home. You know how it is, right?
I just think it's kind of whack. So that's my own thing about Drake. I guess the song, his ass probably gonna win anyway.
I don't think that song, that particular song, is not gonna win that category. I think you probably called it. I think it's probably
It'll be a Trump if he does.
his album was whack. Views was not good, and it got to play. It got because
I thought Views was pretty good.
Yeah, I sort of disagree with that, but let's hold that conversation, because we'll have that, because Views is nominated for Best Rap Album.
Well, that's a solid album to me.
I ain't like it.
So let's make a call about who's gonna win. This is, again, this is the Best Rap Performance category. So Kay already said he thinks No Problem is gonna win. Chance the Rapper. What do you say, Maddie?
Let me just say this though. My head is going with Chance, but my heart goes with All the Way Up. If that makes sense.
No, I hear you. So
yeah, that's what you're saying.
All the Way Up has it's nominated in Best Rap Performance. It's also nominated in Best Rap Song. So you know, it has two bites at the apple. I tend to think that Panda was such a big record. That it'll probably it'll either be that or No Problem. Like, I think that, you know, all the buzz around Chance the Rapper right now is sort of, it's like a juggernaut. But like you said before,
right,
like Panda was everywhere. I don't know, it was like a 2 or 3 month span. It was just like you couldn't escape it.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna say if I was pressed, I would say Panda. All right.
So we can't argue with that. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh shit! You know what? I forgot. I just left out Schoolboy Q.
Schoolboy Q. Which one?
Well, they probably did too. So.
I think that's probably right. I would just play a little bit of it. There's a reason why I forgot. Right.
Oh wait a minute. That part. I did not like this record at first, but I kind of like it now. Need no conversation.
I should have skipped past all of this.
Like this song.
What? It ain't gonna win.
That part.
All my women's independent women. That part. I just want the paper. That part. All my women flavor. That part.
Hey.
That part.
Wrong button. Sorry.
I like Kanye's verse on that though.
I mean that song is not going to win, right?
Okay. No, it ain't.
So if that song wins, then we need to perform some sort of public act of humiliation because we don't know what we're talking
about.
Right?
You like that? Bullshit. You don't like? I like this song, but way better than Pop Style.
I don't. I mean, it's not that I don't dislike the song. I'm just saying I don't see how that song wins. I don't see.
Well, you don't even see how it's even considered in the conversation.
Or yeah, I don't see how it has a constituency that says, "Yes, I got to vote for this song. It needs to win." Right? Yeah. What's the rationale? What's the story behind why that song should win?
I'll tell you what it is. It's like watching your favorite football team, but
you're rooting for the underdog.
You watch them on the up there. Your favorite football team is on the West Coast, but you live on the East Coast. So the covers that you see, you might not understand it because you're not even in that zone. So this record was probably crazy elsewhere beyond where you were. And that's how it's probably gotten to this category. This record right here.
Yeah, I got it, but it ain't going to win.
I mean,
nah,
it's not.
That.
I mean, hold on a second. Okay, out of all the thousands of songs that were produced and aired on YouTube, on the radio, on Spotify, I mean, really... Out of all the songs that were produced,
again, that's the best analogy I have. I mean, I think that we don't understand the coverage in terms of where this record was hot at and how big it was. This record, it actually has an EDM remix.
It might be a little bit of tokenism going on here, right? Like,
we think so.
Right, like we're
but
just
in terms of what Schoolboy.
In terms of West Coast, like we got to give a shout out to somebody from the West Coast. All right, Schoolboy Q. There we go.
I don't think they're smart enough. I just think that that record just I think it has Kanye West on it. Schoolboy Q is cool. I just think that I like Studio. His record was this other record. Called
yeah, I
Studio,
like that song. Like, that should have been
that record was
jamming. That shit was hot. That's
How is this song nominated? Like, is there some payola involved? Do they? I mean, what's the
name? No, they actually send out. They actually send out to your peers. And your peers vote on it.
Just
based on
was somebody politicking? Was there some lobbying going on? Where it's like, yo,
so it's like the Oscars.
Yeah, you never know. You know.
The other thing I think about as we talk about these people, I wonder like when we're gonna end up getting in a fight with somebody.
It'll probably be me sooner before y'all.
Right.
I'm like watch what I say.
Yeah, it'd be like I keep imagining us having some sort of baby situation. Like niggas coming in, like he got his goons with him, like, yo, like what? Like what? Anyway, I digress. Like, bound to happen at some point, right? All right.
I think that's when you get that cease and desist letter, you're doing something right.
Right. Like, if we get big enough where people want to fight us, then we're doing a good job, right?
Exactly. Yes,
that's
exactly.
The measurement. That's the measurement.
Exactly. That's when you made it.
Yep.
All right.
No
such thing as bad publicity. It's going to be me because it's going to be me. Like, It's like, I hate that little nigga. God damn.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so.
Hey, bro, we've been growing up together all our lives, so we used to it.
Right. So I already know what's going to happen. So let's slide into the next one. So we think Panda's going to win that one. We're going to slide into.
Nah, you said Panda.
I had a chance to rap him.
You said Panda, dog.
I thought I convinced you.
Nah, I said chance to rap.
But if he won, I wouldn't be surprised. But I sure love his acceptance speech. Not that I'm gonna watch the Grammys, but you know, whatever.
Yeah, I'll hear about the Grammys afterwards.
My head's with Chance, my heart is with Fat Joe.
All right, so let's get into the next one: Best Rap / Sung Performance. I don't know what the hell this even means. So,
yeah. Repeat it again.
Best Rap / Sung Performance.
Sung.
Sung.
Oh, really? Okay.
The past tense of sang.
That must be
I guess that's a noun. That's not past tense. Sung.
That shit don't
sung?
Make no sense.
What is sung?
Sung. Like, that sung it. Like it was done. It was sung.
I guess that's a past tense of sing. I guess it's past tense of sing, right?
Sing, sang, sung. No, it's like a. It's not
sing,
a past tense. It's like
sang.
A. Like a sing, third part of
I sing,
of
you sing, we sang.
Sang.
She,
what is
she
it, Matt?
Sung
you,
the song.
You a teacher?
I don't know if that's bullshit because it should be a noun, not a verb. So I don't know what the hell they're talking about.
Sung is a verb, isn't it? Sung.
Sung is a verb. It's a past tense of a verb. All right, yeah, we are way far afield.
Right, but it shouldn't be because all of these things should be nouns.
But
right?
I think they're using rap. I think they're using rap as a verb, too.
You should have had that in your preparation notes, Chad.
Yeah, I actually
go back. Go back and make a note of that.
I'll make a note of that one. We'll put it in the show notes.
Annotate that.
Because I'm sure everybody is really, really concerned about what part of speech sung is. I'm sure this is riveting talk. All right, so let's get into it. So Freedom by Beyonce featuring Kendrick Lamar is the first song.
Oh, so a song, I mean, singing and rapping.
I guess.
That's
some bullshit right there, just off the rip. Like, you know what, we need to get some more black people some Grammys, so here you go.
So that's what that is. So it's a collab, so as opposed to calling it collab, they're gonna call it that bullshit instead. Okay, got it. Okay.
I don't get it though. I still don't have to. I don't have to.
Okay, well,
that into it.
All right, I'm gonna play the song and we'll look it up while we listen to the song.
Yeah.
No, that's what it is. Go ahead.
Just Blaze.
I gotta find better cue points. That's terrible.
Trying to rain on the thunder. Tell a storm. Okay, that's good.
Right. I don't have anything at all to say about this song.
You hear? No, wait. You hear how Maddie?
That's
Maddie is hard. What? Oh, that's good.
That's good. Okay, that's good. You ain't gotta play no more. We strike.
Maddie, I thought you was the president of the Beehive. Shawty, what's up?
We straight. Keep going. Okay.
Yeah, that's like fighting words. You the president of the Beehive. Nothing. Nobody. Crickets.
No.
Crickets.
No, not really. All what's right. the other one?
All right. So Hotline Bling is the second one.
Cause he's singing and rapping. You used to call me on my.
I guess so. I don't know. He sings on every record, so I mean.
Yeah. You used to call me on my cell phone. Day night when you need my love. Call me.
Oh shit, we dropped K. Hold on.
Day night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline blink. That can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city,
I don't know, you just dropped. We're just listening to Hotline Bling. Maddie, you still there?
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, I mean,
Emma.
I like that song. I mean, I'm just gonna go on record and say it's Hotline Bling. Yeah. Like my 8-year old liked that song. Like my 3-year old liked
that
song.
Song. Who was he singing and singing with?
He sang.
He did it himself. That's what I'm saying. Like now they just got the stuff where if it's a nigga that's singing on it, they said it's a song. It's rapping and singing. So you can be your own collaborative person.
You just have to sing.
What you call it ain't rapping?
Who?
Beyonce. Since she has
it was
a rap
Beyonce
on
and Kendrick Lamar, right? So it's it has to be. It's just got to be some singing on there. Obviously.
Wait a minute. That's stupid. Wait a minute. So if
what
you.
What else could it be?
If you. Because you can be a. That could be a pop record, though. So all these pop records with the rappers in it is a song. In the song collaboration?
That's what's happening to hip hop.
Wait a minute. That don't make sense. So you telling me that any song that has a singer in it and a rapper, it's in the best rap sung. What's the name of the title again?
Best rap sung performance.
Performance. That just constitutes that. Anybody who's singing and rapping.
All right. So I'm just gonna say what they say about it. The Grammy Award for the Best Rap / Sung Collaboration from 2007 onwards is an honor presented at the Grammy Awards, blah, 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 to recording artists for quality songs on which rappers and singers collaborate.
Say I apologize.
And Maddie hits the nail on the head.
Yep.
Wow.
Which lets you know that if they have to have a category for that, there's too many rapper songs, or raps rather, with singers in it.
Yeah.
Which probably goes to our conversation we're going to have one day about Puffy.
Yeah, actually, yeah, we can talk about that. All right,
seriously,
so.
If you don't have a rap category for that,
that's
telling, I think.
That's sort of. Yeah, that is a kind of a head scratcher. Like, oh, that's a real thing.
Yeah.
That's a category. I wonder if
like
they
that's
even
a category. Like they just they amended it. Like it was like the Constitution was there, and they amended this. You know, like a third, or fourth, or fifth amendment.
Yeah, it's like what's the 18th Amendment?
Yeah,
I don't know. You tell me.
Exactly. Yeah. Like that's crazy.
Well, that's Beyonce stupid, and Kendra Lamar gonna win, so.
Yeah, that's probably it. Probably just call that the Beyonce category. All right, like
for
this,
real.
This is, and the
but
Beyonce
so many
award goes to.
People out here doing it though. So
yeah.
I don't get it. Like everybody does it. Everybody's doing it. Ariana Grande.
She'll be nominated next year.
But I mean, so now you're putting. I mean, if you can do that, then to me, it constitutes by default that they should be in the pop category if they have a big record. Excuse me.
I think we would hurt ourselves trying to figure that one out. So let's just let that one go. All right. And
yeah,
I think
I get what they're doing. They're trying to make it more pop. So
I wonder if that award is even on the telecast. That's probably one of those awards with like
that shit on Thursday.
Like best engineering or you know.
That shit on Thursday at 7 o'clock in the morning.
You know, there's a best liner notes category. Right? Like literally.
Wow.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yes.
I take it. If I was on the liner note and I got a Grammy for that shit, nigga, y'all wouldn't know nothing about that.
It would just, you still have the trophy. Like,
that's
like,
it.
Nobody would have to know exactly what it's for. It's like, look, I got
Why?
A Grammy.
Nigga, I got a Grammy, nigga. Shit. So let's go back to the record, though. Freedom. Maddie, you don't like that record?
Oh, God.
No, I just didn't like it. But I just didn't like it.
Okay.
I just know,
like
we done heard it a million times.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I'm not okay.
You're not a hater like
As
that.
As we all know, I'm not a hater like that. Like, I like that song. I don't know how sincere she is, but whatever. It doesn't matter. It's just music, right? Music is just people doing shit anyway.
Yeah,
nowadays,
that's
right?
That's the definition of music. It's just people doing shit, right? Hey, but what's the what's the name? What's the name of the Kanye West? Not Kanye. What's the name of the common song that won the Oscar that I can't think of right this
Glory.
Second?
Glory.
That feels like glory. That feels like that feels like
it's
glory.
A sentiment of glory. I believe.
Yeah.
Right.
I can say
it
that.
Was just timely. It was timely. Like, Laura was timely. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It made white people feel less racist. So. That's what.
Oh. All right, I think on that note, we'll get to the next record. The next record is Broccoli, Dram for featuring.
Oh my god, no, we're not playing.
Word,
yeah, nominated for a Grammy. I'll play 3 bars. How about that?
We're not playing
that. Hey, okay, you like to be my sunshine.
That's one.
Okay, that's good.
We gonna turn this to Columbine. Ice on my neck cost me 10 times 3.
$30,000
for a new. Okay, that's good.
This is.
All right, that's right.
This is one of those songs.
It's not that I don't like the song.
Oh, I don't like this song. I don't like this
song. I like
this
song.
But it's not like Grammy. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
It's not what I think of when I think Grammy. I just think of, oh, they're playing that shit on the radio. Like, this is not Grammy.
There's not a lot of stuff that I mean, there's not a lot of stuff that I genuinely dislike. I genuinely dislike this song. I don't.
Why you don't like this song?
It's like called Broccoli, though. Like, I can't get. Okay. It's called Broccoli.
It's just grates on my nerves. It's not for. It's, this song isn't for me. I think I might be too old for this song.
Ask your 20-year-old self, would you like this record?
No, my 20-year-old self would hate this song too, right? My 20-year-old self was more of a purist than I am now, right? I make accommodations for a lot of shit that I probably shouldn't these days. Like, oh yeah, I'm trying to be, you know, more open-minded these days. My 20-year-old self would reject this out of hand. Like, no,
I like that little record though. I mean, it works. I mean,
it's cool, but I wouldn't say Grammy. I think they're just trying to burn some shit out, though. It's just like if they okay. Well, here's another movie reference. It's just like if they nominated Straight Outta Compton.
No, I swear, if Lil Yachty gets a goddamn Grammy, I swear.
Yeah.
Like really, like that's like
right.
That's
so,
up there sorry. With like that's like another Trump. That's like a Trump presidency. Like fuck. Like he should not have a Grammy.
Done. It's done. He's nominated for a Grammy. I'm just. So that's all you can,
that's fine. Let him be nominated. A lot of people have been nominated.
Who's nominated?
Right?
Lil Yachty.
Yeah.
That was him rapping.
Oh, that's right. Oh, that's who that little nigga is. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So,
I saw the thing where it said that Lil Yachty made songs for niggas that hold up trunks with a whole fist.
Yeah.
I saw that. You just said that to me, man.
They don't know how to use that finger.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
If he now, wins,
I will say this though. Go ahead.
Drama. No. I like the cat though. He can spit a little. No, he can't spit a little bit, but he has a little witty wordplay. Type of flow.
I like him
more so than Lil Yachty.
God.
He has another
who are
record.
They like? What's the difference?
Well, I mean, he's way more talented. Not well. I'm gonna take that back. I can't say talented, but I.
What
prefer,
else is Lil Yachty's rap?
I prefer Drum over Lil Yachty in terms.
What else
of,
he rap?
What else does he rap?
Yeah. What's another song I may know?
He has a big record about a girl. He was. Trying to get with, I forgot the name of this record. He also has a record called Minnesota.
I have to ask you.
He has a record. What other record he had?
Let's see, it's
one of those.
Let's see what Spotify those, has to say. We'll play a record or two since Maddie is curious.
Well, no, that's okay. You don't have to. That's all
right. You're right
Yeah.
This is One Night.
This is the One Night. Yeah, you may also exactly.
But I swear, like if he gets a Grammy, that's like one of the 7 signs of the apocalypse. So Trump wins, Lil Yachty wins.
Okay.
Kids love
it. I was listening to this. I can't think of his name. Okay, I know that song.
You didn't finish playing it.
I can't. I'm sorry.
You don't have to play the whole thing. But I was listening to, I don't even know who the guy is. His name is, oh, God. Anyway, some rapper, this old school rapper, and he was saying how he was referencing when Lil Yachty was talking about how older rappers are hating on him and all this shit. And the dude was like, that's fine that he says that, or it's fine what he's doing, but what he's doing, he shouldn't call it rap, because that's our rap. He's mumbling. I don't know what he's saying. So,
like, come up with. I don't know what that nigga's saying.
Yeah, I can't think of this dude's name, but he was like, he needs to come up with another genre for it. Like, you make music, that's cool. I get that you make music, but it's not rap. Come up with another genre for it. Don't put what you're doing
exactly.
in the same category as like Outkast or Kendrick Lamar. You know, because it's not rap.
The Grammy,
no one really.
I think the Grammys need to come up with that, though, because people already understand it's not rap to me. These kids understand that what they're doing isn't what Grand Poobah, Jay-Z, whoever, you know, they're not rapping.
I don't know if he was referencing the Grammys. I didn't see the whole interview. I just caught the last part of it. I think that he was just referencing it overall, just like
in general.
When I hear, oh, that's trap music, I know what I'm getting.
Exactly.
I'm not expecting anything.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I think the Grammys haven't caught up with it yet. They haven't caught up with it yet.
But they can't say best trap song.
Yeah, I mean, we're not gonna atomize to that extent, right? But just think about it this way. So Chuck Berry, you know, played rock and roll, right? That's not the same kind of rock and roll as like Nirvana, right? So, like the art form will sort of grow and expand. And there'll be different permutations of the art form. So I'm okay with whatever they want to call it, and it's under the umbrella of rap. It's under the umbrella of hip hop. I'm cool with expansion. This particular person I have issues with. I don't know what the fuck this stuff is, but again, that sort of has to be discounted by the fact that it's not for me, right? So it's like, all right, well, whatever. I might be hating a little bit, but it's
right,
bad.
Right.
It's not good. But
that's what I say too. Yeah. When I listen to something, I'm like, you know, that's stupid, but it's not for me. It's for a 16-year-old or it's for a 19-year-old. It's not for me. So that's my way of being okay with it, because it ain't for me. You know, it ain't for us.
No, it really is not.
It ain't for us. It's really for that nigga that hold his tongue for his whole fist. Yeah. That's who it's for.
All right.
I use my fingers. So it ain't for us.
So the next song is Ultra Light Beam. I actually had to go seek this one out. I actually hadn't heard this one. I actually didn't listen to all of Kanye's album. Probably because it wasn't on Spotify for a while. What was it on Tidal for a minute? Or did he release it on Apple Music?
Yeah. It was on Tidal. Because he was with Tidal. That nigga might be mad with Phil Metal.
Yeah.
That nigga might start his own music.
Yeah. Be doing music in the insane asylum.
For real. You know, it's a lot of talent, though.
All right. So Ultralight Beam. Here we go. Yeah, I gotta work on my cue points, cause that's not a good one. That's a long time for this.
When you're on an ultralight beam, when you're on an ultralight beam, this is a God dream. This is a God dream. This is everything.
What's the record he performed on Saturday Night Live?
This is everything. Deliver us serenity. Deliver us peace. Deliver us.
All right, that song's gonna put me to sleep. So I think if you mention Jesus or God in your song and you're a hip hop artist, you increase your odds of getting a Grammy nomination.
You get a nod.
Right?
It's just like, it's like being at Apollo, you won't get booed.
Right.
You can't boo Jesus.
Don't boo Jesus.
I mean, I'm not gonna lie, when I first heard Life of Pablo, I called Kalungi and I was like, I like this Kanye record. Like the album. I like the album, and I was surprised because, he's changed so much, and so I couldn't even believe that I gave myself a chance to listen to the whole thing.
Right.
But I liked it. I liked it. I was, not that it took me all the way back to the old Kanye, but it was, you could ride out to it. And it's not a lot of albums you can ride out to today. Mm. So I liked it. I don't know if it's going to win.
Oh, that one had everybody in it. Chance was in it. Kelly Price was in it. Kirk Franklin
was
in it.
Saturday Night Live. That was when he was acting kind of weird. Like, that was kind of like the...
Yeah, bro, you're going to have to narrow that one down. Like, when... which time was he acting kind of weird?
4 years? 5 years?
No, the last time he was on Saturday Night Live performing his record, he kind of bugged out at the end of the record. Like, just wild and saying something real crazy. If you can kind of look that up on YouTube, you can see him kind of going spasmatic on that
performance,
like screaming, whatever. But anyway,
all right.
I don't know about that record. I mean, just kind of, you know.
Yeah, I'm gonna. Yeah. Anything, Maddie? Nothing.
You like the record,
Maddie? Yeah, I won't be surprised if it won. Yeah, I like the album. I like the whole album.
No, I'm asking not that
really
album,
did.
But that particular record.
No, I did. Yeah, I liked that one too. I did.
I don't know if I like that record. I don't know if I get it. I don't know. Do you get it?
I'm like, it was like him just being in the studio doing.
I don't think that song will win. I think this song will win. I'm gonna play this one. It's famous.
Yeah.
I think this one will win.
Swiss only let the beat rock. Southside that know me best. I feel like me and Taylor might still have sex. Why? I made that bitch famous.
Goddamn.
I made that bitch famous for all the girls.
Well, yeah, I think it'll either be, I think really, I said I think that one will win. I think that has a better chance of winning than Ultralight Beam. But I think Hotline Bling will win that category. I can't see any other song in that category winning aside from that one.
Either that or Beyonce and Kendrick Lamar.
I mean, Hotline Bling was everywhere. It was literally ubiquitous. I mean, you could not get away from that song for a good minute.
So, you're right.
We'll see.
But white people feel bad because of Trump. So
they should feel bad because of Trump. I feel bad because of Trump. Now, I didn't vote for him.
That's what I'm saying. So they might try to make people feel better and vote for them. The freedom song, seriously.
Yeah. So I'm gonna skip ahead a little bit. It looks like it's the same songs we've already listened to for best rap song. So it's All the Way Up, it's Famous, it's Hotline Bling, it's No Problem, and Ultralight Beam up for best rap song. I hope.
Oh, no.
I mean, sort of. Again, I think All the Way Up is sort of the sentimental favorite in that one. Any other points of view on that one? We've heard all those songs
already.
I think
he's All the Way Up or, once again, Chance the Rapper. I think he's going to have a big night.
Yeah. But I don't really think that's it. Let's switch it up a little bit. Let's say, I know this is not how the category is judged, but what's the best song out of those five? Again, I'll read them again. So it's All the Way Up, Famous, Hotline Bling, No Problem, and Ultralight Beam. Like, of those five songs, like, which one would you say is the best song out of the five? Okay, I'll go to you first.
I mean, I like it All the Way Up.
Yeah?
Like, for me, like, from my heart, I would. There's no question. I mean, when that record comes on, it's just, the beat is just stupid. And the hook is just big. So, I mean.
What about you, Maddie?
I can't go for,
I think that All the Way Up, I agree with Hwangi. I mean, I'm not in love with the song, but it reminds me of New York hip hop.
Yeah.
And it reminds me of, like, it sounds like hip-hop to me. Like, for real. It doesn't sound commercialized. It doesn't sound popified. You know? It sounds like hip-hop.
I mean,
so
like I said,
for that reason alone, it should represent, you know, for the genre.
I think I like Hotline Bling. I don't know. I'm sort of reluctantly saying that because I don't know if that actually says about me, but
Drake isn't hip-hop.
It's a pop song. I mean, like, the funny thing about that song is it generated an internet meme, right? And not the other way around, right? It's sort of like that one was sort of a cultural phenomenon for a minute.
But that's not what we're talking about.
Yeah, but
I know. I know.
I'm
digressing a little bit from my own criteria. It's just, you know, I do genuinely like that song. That's a good pop song. Like, I think the older I get, the more I appreciate pop. Like, the, you know what I mean? It's like, people like pop because it's like candy. It's like good food, like easy food, like food that it's like comfort food, right? Like, you can't have, you know, a culinary sort of deep dive with sort of, you know, every single night. You can have Longhorn a couple times a week, and Longhorn is pretty good, and I like Longhorn, right? So that song is like the 7-ounce Flo's Filet that I get at Longhorn. All right, it's just solid chain restaurant food. Nothing wrong with that. So
no, it's not.
No.
So you like it? Oh, you like this song better than All the Way Up?
Like I said, I like All the Way Up. I feel like if you just listen to it as a composition, there's not a lot there. I think it's, I understand the song. I understand why it's big, but it's sort of a, you know, it's fine. It's not that I dislike it. I know I end up using a phrase a lot on this podcast. That's
as
fine.
A composition, what do you like about Hotline Bling?
I don't know. It feels like a really good pop song. I like the beat.
But it's not,
I like the
pop
loop
category.
I like the I like the hook. I mean, the singing isn't the best in the world, right? It's just a really well crafted pop song. Like I said, I'm not denigrating.
Not a pop category.
Yeah, but it's like neither was, you know. So who won the award when it was DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince in what 1986? They were doing pop hip hop back in the day too, right? So we sort of have grown to accept pop and under the umbrella of hip hop. Again, I wouldn't defend it, and don't make me do that. I'm just saying,
because you sound like you are.
It sounds like it does sound like I'm defending it, but I don't really wanna. I just think it's a good pop song. I don't dislike All the Way Up. It's a good song.
Let me say this. I would, if I was in my car, I would turn up Hotline Bling mm-hmm. more than I would turn them All the Way Up. But I think that All the Way Up is more hip hop. And so for that reason alone,
definitely.
No, you know
that,
what I mean?
Yeah,
so
definitely. Yeah.
If it was a pop category, I would go with Hotline Bling more. But I think that All the Way Up is like rap. When I hear that, I straight up just think rap. And so for that reason
like
alone.
With Hotline Bling, I'm already know what I'm getting. Like, it's no excitement for me. I know it's almost like, okay, I know what's about to happen. There's no peaks for it. I understand what he's, it's repetitious. It's supposed to be like that. It's constructed like that.
Yeah,
but
if you wanted to really dissect All the Way Up, none of the verses are all that great. It's alchemy. Like it's bigger than the sum of its parts. The beat, you know, it's fine, right? It's just there's something about the build up. It's something about those horns. I mean, that's a solid sort of old school hip hop song. I'm not going to take anything away from it. But if you were to deconstruct it, there's not a lot there. It's like the lyrics are okay. Remy Ma's verse is sort of, you know.
You don't judge a record by what. I don't think every record is judged by what's there, per se.
No.
Because there's a lot of things in records that, you know, that we can consider that it's not like there. But for me, what you do judge a record on is how it makes you feel, how it sounds sonically anyway. That record, to me, stands out, especially in the rap category, because number one, like Maddie said, it's hip hop, and that's not even triumphant in the day of age of what we're experiencing right now. That record stands on its own 2 feet.
But I think the thing that you made this point earlier, I think this is an important point, just to bolster what it is you're saying, is the response to that song in the club is different than it would be if you were just listening to that song at home by yourself, right? It's just something about, you know what I mean? Like it's a big song in that regard, right? So that piece I understand. I just don't know necessarily that, you know, given the way that I end up listening to songs, if that's, you know, that's not what's driving this particular decision. Again, Hotline Bling is difficult to, it's really difficult to defend that. As I say, I'm like, I just looked at the words on the screen like, oh, Hotline Bling. Really? Did I just say that? But yeah, I'm going to hold on to that one. I'm going to steadfast. So let's close that out. I think we've definitely covered all that we can as it relates to those rap categories. Those are actually a little bit weird. I'm not even sure that those are the best songs of the year.
Like, I don't know, but that's just what they pick. They rarely get it right for that category anyway. So
yeah,
you know.
That was. Is it so? Okay, off the top of your head, is there anything that you can think of that should have been nominated that wasn't?
I was going to ask you guys. I mean, I don't know. I think those are, to me, those are good records. I mean, they're very big. I mean, those are humongous records. I think they did pretty good in terms of selections, but.
But it's only like 8 of them. They're 3 categories. They're not very many songs. It's like the same songs over and over again. I'm trying to think.
I think you do have to measure. You do have to measure how many times it's played, how many times people talk about it, from the social media to the interviews, from anything. I mean, but again, I just think that when you speak about a category, especially rap, I think you tend to have to go with what the category states, you know what I mean? And with Hotline Bling, yeah, it's a great, I respect Drake from his skills wise, but that's not a rap record to me. It's a great song, and he's just so happened to be a rapper by default, you know. But
he don't really rap in it. Like, I'm playing it in my head. He just sings through it.
He doesn't rap. Yeah. He doesn't rap.
So that's actually a pretty good segue. Because that song, it actually wasn't nominated for either Record of the Year or Song of the Year.
That's crazy.
Oddly enough, right? And that song was everywhere. So I'm going to segue into those two categories. I think we'll do these last two, and then we'll sort of dig into our normal sort of deep cuts and sort of I've been tinkering with the idea of changing the name of the last segment from Guilty Pleasures to Sharing is Caring. My daughter has this little My Little Ponies book that when you push the button, it sort of sings this really bad song.
Sharing is Caring.
Yeah.
You've been inspired by My Little Pony.
Yes. But I gotta have a little My Little Pony on the show.
No. Okay.
Yeah, so that tells you where I am as a person, as a human right. being. All right. So Record of the Year. So as you might imagine, we're not gonna spend a whole heck of a lot of time here, right? But this song was everywhere. Actually, probably still is everywhere. Let's get to it. All right, we'll start from here. We don't have to play.
Yeah,
that
we
much.
Know.
Yeah.
No. You ain't got to play none, though.
Yeah.
Exactly. Please.
I don't know why anybody
else. To me,
else
that's
is
like
nominated.
Hotline Bling to me, for real. That's Hotline Bling to me.
Straight I don't know up. Why anyone else is nominated, though. Seriously, she's going to win.
Yeah.
She's going to win. Yeah.
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 You have to tell me, who else
everywhere.
Is nominated?
Everywhere.
Who else
yeah,
is nominated?
Who else is nominated?
You ain't got to play the record.
Oh, so we got Beyonce with Formation, Lucas Graham. Let me play. Everybody knows Formation. I don't necessarily have to play Formation unless you guys want to hear.
No.
Want to hear Formation?
No.
All right. So I'll
no.
play.
Mike, Maddie want to hear.
I'll play.
No, I don't.
I'll play this next song, which you might not be quite so familiar with. 7 years.
Oh yeah, we're not familiar with that.
I don't know. Everybody might not.
7 years.
I had to
Maddie.
Like, everybody's heard it, but you might not recognize what it is. Probably
so
play the chorus,
I started
but,
writing
yeah.
songs, I started Sorry. Writing stories. Something about that glory just always seemed to bore me.
Because
okay.
only
yeah.
those
okay.
really
out.
That's yeah. right.
And well, the chorus was coming, then you made me cut it off.
That's a great record, though. Some great record.
No, that's cool.
I don't. Yeah. That song
well,
makes
not
me sleepy.
Win, so it don't matter.
That song, okay, you know what matter. That song reminds me of from like when we were kids, what? Like Cats in the Cradle? Right.
What is that?
The cat's in the cradle in the silver spoon. You don't remember
Dude,
that song?
Wait a minute. Stop. Edit that shit out, bro. Don't ever do that again. You're killing my ears, bro. What was that?
You don't remember that? All right.
No, I don't want to remember that. You just sung it in my ear.
Oh, hold on. I got to play it now. You got to.
Oh,
bro,
God.
You don't know Cat. Maddie, you know that song, right?
Is that a remix?
Exactly.
What? All right.
Man.
So y'all going to make me
bro,
play
man.
Some old.
Say, bro. That is that how you talk to Charlotte?
So when
sing it again, Daddy.
I went to a when I was a kid, when I was in elementary school in New York, the all of my teachers were like ex hippies. So they would play like folk music for us. And we would sing it in like music class. All right, so let me see. Is that the right one? Harry Chapin. There we go.
Bruh, for real. You're killing us, man. Nigga, everybody going soft right now, for real.
You gotta get to the
child arrived just the other day. He came to the world in the usual way, but there were planes to catch and bills to pay.
Oh my god.
He learned to walk. No, you don't,
okay.
remember? Don't remember that one?
Alright, bruh, fade it out.
No.
Gotta hit the hook.
My son turned 10 just the other day. When you're coming home, Dad, I don't know when, but we'll get together then.
Okay.
So we'll have a good time then.
No, that one doesn't ring a bell. Am I the only one?
That Sharon is not caring right back, now, bro.
Yeah, it's way back
caring.
In the recesses of my mind.
Sharon is not caring, bro.
The cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon. Blah, 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 and man in the moon. All right, so, anyway.
Wow.
Yeah.
You just did that, bro.
I digressed. Now, I was on that for, like, 3 or 4 good minutes, too, so, all right.
You sure was. That was a childhood memory.
Yeah, that was... That was a professional
really
courtesy, and I appreciate that. That was sort of the whole host prerogative is what we'll call that one.
But it don't matter because he ain't gonna win either. So
yeah, so
Adele is gonna win this category. Like I think.
I don't know. Work. Let's. So Work was kind of everywhere for a minute too, right? So Work with Rihanna and Drake was nominated.
Nah.
Oh, that's my record right here. But it ain't gonna win.
No.
It ain't gonna win. No.
Work. You send me every work. You see me do me that.
This record is stupid. I love this record.
No, I like that record.
She ain't gonna wear no.
No?
She ain't gonna wear. No.
Everybody I know, everybody likes that record. Who doesn't like that record?
I know, but she's not going to win. Adele is going to win. I would be really surprised if Adele didn't win, seriously. Like, her song really was everywhere. People were looking forward to her coming back.
Mm-hmm.
And so when she came back the way she did, which is
But let me ask you this, Maddie. We know that.
Which
one would you like, though? Which one would you like to win? Or which one do you like?
It depends if I want to cry. It's just like, I love Sade, right? But I can't listen to her all the time.
I'm saying, out of all these categories.
I can listen to Sade all the time. Literally all the time.
Oh, my God, no, I can't. I can't. I love her to death, but I can't listen to her all the time. It's sad. But I think that...
out of all these songs in this category, which one is... screams out to your heart beyond just what you think in your head who's gonna do it.
When I think of a Grammy, I just think of a singer. Mm-hmm. And so for that I think, you know, Adele should win. I think that's a vocal performance. That's a vocal performance. Even though
we're speaking of song, which
is record of the year.
Record of the year.
I think that's a vocal performance.
I think this one, you know what?
I think she should win.
I think this song will win.
21 Pilots?
Yep.
Nah, it ain't gonna win.
I bet you it will. I bet you $1.
You know what?
I wish I found some better sounds no one's ever heard. I wish I had a better voice and sang some better words.
So
I wish I found some chords in an order that is new. I wish I didn't have to rhyme every time.
Because I think that...
Besides, you like it.
I'm not super crazy about that song either. It's sort of weird. I think the guys who sing it are a little bit weird too. The reason why I think it'll win is one, it was everywhere. It continues to be everywhere. And two, I think people are a little bit contrary, right? I think that... Maddie's analysis of Adele is spot on. Like, it was, you know, it was a really good performance. Everybody was sort of waiting for Adele to come back out. But I think when it's time to vote, you know, it's like, nobody wants to be predictable. And this is kind of off the beaten path a little bit. It's a pop record with a little bit of weird, I don't know if that's ska or reggae infusion, you know, coupled with a little, I guess that's kind of quasi hip hop or whatever. It's a weird record, you know. White people tend to like it or seem to like it. I think it has a good shot.
So we're going with theory of unpredictability.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what I don't get, and I know y'all gonna be like, "Oh shit, here we go." But like with Formation, when I first heard that song, I thought remix. No, see, like straight up, I thought I was listening to the remix because you know how in a remix you repeat a verse sometimes. Mm-hmm. I was like, well, maybe this is a remix. Because, like, there's, like, she repeats the same verse, like, twice. But that's, like, the song. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You mix that Negro with that Creole, make a Texas Bama. That's weird.
This song is not going to win for a number of different
reasons. It's not going to win. And then,
for a number of
the other thing. And then, I'm going to leave Beyonce alone. The song was, like, driven by black women, right? Like, she's talking about black women. But the video was more about it than the song. She said two pro-black things in that song. That her husband has a big nose, and she likes her daughter with natural hair. That's it. Nothing else was, like, meaningful.
That's all it needs.
Yeah. But that's, like the video, I could see the visual. The visual did that. But the song itself, which is
you only need 10% to be in order of black African American blood to be considered black.
That's because we starving.
That song is just. I mean, if anybody else had done that song, like no one would know anything about it, right? That's one of those.
That's, That's Beyonce's shtick, though. Yeah. You know, a lot of stuff that she does, if anyone else does it, it would just be swept under the rug. And I commend her for having the following that she has, but that really is a shtick. You know, like a lot of stuff she does is just like really generic, honestly, but because it's her, she gets away with a lot. But when you get that big, you can do that. That's just with anybody or with anything. I think that Drake is almost moving into that for me. Like, he's just doing stuff, and because it's him, he gets approval.
Yeah,
that big amount record is stupid, though.
That's what we were talking about this the other day, Kay. That's brand equity. Right, people trust the brand. Oh, it's Beyonce.
Right, Oprah. I like it. Right, Oprah. Right.
Oprah and Coca-Cola, and you know.
Right, exactly.
Those are the people who really don't. I mean, those are the type of people. Like, you remember that post? I mean, that text I sent y'all about those three different people who actually listen to three different people. The type of people who listen to music, and that's like the third person. People who just don't really take the time to really dive deep into music. They just kind of like accept the music for whatever is going to come out on the radio, like Beyonce, Drake, or whoever. And they just really don't take the time out to say, oh, that record is good or bad. They just accept it for what it is. Like, okay, this is pop. Popular right now. We're just going to go with that.
Yeah. If you understand that people are, that most people are followers anyway, it doesn't matter. And then social media has helped with that. Like, people like to feel like they're part of something. So they're part of the beehive, they're part of the Navy.
Maddie, say it just like that again. One more time. Say beehive.
That sounds like some
beehive.
Maddie. But you know what? I think those records are, I think that she, I don't know if I would agree in terms of just generic records from Beyonce, though.
Well, I'm a contrary person anyway. You know, like, I won't watch something if everybody's watching it.
Me neither.
I'm just contrary like that anyway. So,
I'm
not
going
to be a part of that because everybody's just following it. And I hate to feel like I'm doing something because everybody else is doing it too.
That's the same thing with me. But I'm just thinking in terms of just record-wise, or even if you have an opportunity to reflect on them, I don't know why I would constitute them as generic, though.
I'm saying a lot of stuff that she does, that if it wasn't her, it wouldn't get to play.
I know. Formation, you know, like Formation is pretty generic, though. That's sort of a standard issue.
Formation is generic. But I respect her business acumen. I think that her putting out Lemonade and these dumbass fuckers thinking that her and Jay-Z was breaking up, they probably came up with the idea after they fucked, like, and people thinking that they really got problems in their relationship. I think they're brilliant for that.
Oh, yeah, that was all marketing with the perfectly placed camera in the elevator.
He came up with that, and he was like, I'll play the bad guy. And if you were on social media when Lemonade came out, like, and I had a great conversation with my daughter about it, about how stupid people are and how people fall for anything. And you got people like, oh my god, what the hell did Jay-Z do to her? And I'm like, this was a concept album, and it just goes to show how stupid people are, that they don't even understand what a concept album is. Even though when we were growing up, that's what people did all the time, right? They had a concept and they built an album around that. Sure. She had a concept of this scorned woman and built an album around that and had, her mama in on it.
No, but that was, that publicity stunt was a twofer, right? Because nobody knew who Solange was before that, right? So they even got her sister on, right? So
Now Solange's shit was jamming, though. Solange's album was jamming.
She's nominated.
I feel like her album, to me, it was much more sincere. When I listened to Don't Touch My Hair, I feel, even though her hair was straight in that video, but that's a whole other thing, I feel that her shit is much more sincere than Beyonce's. When I hear Cranes in the Sky,
they're two different artists.
More sincerity behind it. They are two different artists. They are.
How would you judge sincerity based on the two? I don't get that.
But that's just with anything. I can judge sincerity on any artist just because they're siblings. But
but you're relating the two. That's what I'm trying to figure that out. Solange versus Beyonce in terms of sincerity. To me, I believe...
I think that Andre 3000 is more sincere than Drake. I think,
I just had this conversation with Chad. I think the whole style from Drake, it comes from Andre. So it was just amplified. It's amplified transparency. All these rappers who are really sharing their feelings comes from Andre 3000, comes from Q-Tip. It comes from
I think that Q-Tip is more sincere than Drake.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. I think these artists have gotten so big, we don't empathize with them anymore, right? We lose a connection with them. They are essentially like corporations. I mean, they are like Coke and Budweiser. Like, you're not going to go to the mattresses for Budweiser or Coke. You're not going to defend them. All right, they are who they are. They're successful. You might drink a Bud and somebody hand it to you, and you'll definitely drink a Coke. But you don't feel strongly. You don't have a connection to those brands, quite like you would like a sort of a craft but beer, right? You know what I mean? It's different,
right? I don't think the connection is. You should judge and measure that based on the artist's sincerity or the artist's work put.
But I think they. Okay, I think they stop being sincere because they are so big. Because they're speaking to such a mass audience. They do lack a certain sincerity. It becomes a bit generic.
Those particular records are maybe generic, but I don't think that you dive deep in those other records that they actually share. I think that they are being true to their artistry, whoever they are, whatever they're feeling at that
point. Yeah, they're being true to themselves. But again, if you are worth $500 million, like, you don't have the same kind of issues that regular people have, right? It's difficult to create music that speaks to them on an emotional level like that. You're sort of scraping to sort of remember how it feels to be, alone or destitute. You know what I mean? It's tough for them.
I don't know.
Go ahead.
I was just thinking it's a mute point even while I debate it, because we understand that they're big. We understand that. But at the same time, you can't compare a Drake to a cat that's on the come up. Because they never will be in the same space. But that doesn't to me. That doesn't to me.
I'm comparing to Q-Tip.
Well, to me, Q-Tip has never been the biggest Drake, though. He's never going to be biggest Drake. But you can't. I don't believe that you can compare, especially if you listen to a Drake's album with Views. You can't compare to say his sincerity is not as sincere as Q-Tip's. Now, I think his intent, which his subject matter, is not on the same line as Q-Tip's. Q-Tip is for the people. He's for the culture. That's what he's for. But at the same time, Drake is for the culture in the sense of how he's going to deliver it. But Drake is such a different MC and he's a songwriter. Number one, I don't even think you can put him in the same space in that sense, because Drake, number one, is a songwriter before even he's a rapper. He's an actor. He's all of that. So, but the fact that he has ability and a great ability to rap and put these words together puts him in a whole different lane. So now you even have to talk about
him. I don't have a problem with Drake. I don't have a problem with him. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm not saying we have a problem with him. I'm just saying in terms of sincerity, how we speak about how we can't. I guess judge someone on their sincerity based on how big they are, based on the space in comparison. I would say compare apples to apples as opposed to someone who is a big apple to a small apple. I mean, I
know where you're going with that, but I think you definitely can compare them. Like, I think that the comparison does break down. They're doing different things to some extent, right? But a hip-hop artist is a hip-hop artist, a rapper is a rapper, a poet's a poet. Or you can say one sort of on the merits is better than the other if you sort of clearly outline your criteria. And if we're talking about sincerity, sort of like if you're judging whether or not that person means what they say or they've actually experienced the things that they are articulating, I think you can make that assessment, right? And I think part of the reason why music is important to people is because it's evocative. Like, it evokes emotion.
Sure.
And it can't be evocative if you doubt that the sincerity of the person sort of singing or rapping, as it were. So, I mean, Drake is Pepsi and Beyonce is Coca-Cola or whatever, right? It's just, it is what it is. Like, when you want something to drink, you go get a Coke, right? If you want pop music, you go listen to Drake and Beyonce. If you want something else, you go elsewhere.
Yeah, I don't expect anything more from them. Yeah, I don't expect nothing more from them. Right. I used to, but I don't. It's whatever. Make your money. I don't give a shit. Like, I don't expect anything more from... I don't expect Drake to be like Andre 3000. You know, and one thing I was thinking about when we were talking about it was... I social media once again has taken away the mystery of an artist.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And I think that that goes into, to me, sincerity. You know, like, I don't know who's like handling these people, but your whole life shouldn't be on the internet. Everyone should know all of your moves and what you're doing. And mm-hmm. I will say that about Beyonce, is that she really does move in silence. I respect the idea of you dropping the album, no one knows about it. Mm-hmm. And then you put out a concept album and you got fucking 50 videos that, you know, no one knew that you were shooting them. I think that's dope to do stuff like that.
It's dope, but in a different sort of way. Like, you can only do that if you are a known quantity, right? And it's...
Right,
it's,
exactly.
It's so...
Yeah.
It's like guerrilla in a way. So, I mean, it's cool.
Yeah, I think that's hot. I think that's hot. I like the idea of moving in silence. I like that no one knows what's going on with you, and then you just, bam, you come out. And I think that when I think of sincere artists, I don't know a lot about them except what they want you to know. And when you think back to artists of yesteryear, like, it was always that way. You know, there was always this air of mystery. Like, Prince, I've learned about Prince, I've learned since he died. Because he was so private, you know? Like, he didn't put all his stuff out there. You knew what he wanted you to know. I don't think a lot of artists today who I deem not to be sincere, I don't think they understand how you should keep something to yourself. Like, they want to put their whole lives out there, and then it doesn't really... If you're trying to present this life that matches up with your lyrics, like, it doesn't come across as sincere, because you ain't, that's, I don't know, you're not living like that, because you're showing all your shit anyway.
Okay.
Let me
play devil's advocate here. Because I think what I'm hearing is sincerity in correlation to privacy. Now,
right.
If we can measure that, one of the biggest hip hop stars I know, if you want to consider someone sincere, but it's not as private as one would think or should be. Rather, it could probably even be considered a little bit of TMI, is DMX.
Oh, God.
Now,
DMX is like on drugs.
Yeah, something like DMX
wait,
like crazy. There's nothing wrong with DMX.
What I'm saying. Well, now, just see, again.
See, that fight I was talking about earlier in the show, it's probably going to be with DMX. it's gonna be that.
You can't
new.
Say, but that's a preference in terms of what you would think about DMX in terms of his personality. I'm talking about his art, his body of work. He's a dope MC. He's sincere. Everything that he feels and says, you will believe that's what he believes.
Yeah, no one doubts his sincerity. No,
no one doubts. But no, he's definitely not private either, though. Right. He's definitely not private either.
Well, it's hard to keep an arrest out of the newspapers or off the internet.
No, it's not. It's beyond arrest. It's everything. Everything. I mean, you know, it is. That's just like one point of view.
When I say sincerity, I don't necessarily mean like your music, your life has to reflect your music. I don't mean that necessarily sincerity. I just mean that you take pride in your artistry, that you love music, that it moves you. That's what I mean by sincerity. Like, I would hope that...
And you don't believe that about
a lot of
Beyonce.
Rappers, not all the time, though. No.
You know what, Maddie, I wouldn't call that sincere. I would sort of characterize that as credibility in a way, right? It's, you know...
But what I mean, like, you're sincere about your artistry.
Yeah, are you
like,
making the music because...
I think if someone takes the time out to do all those videos, that's a lot of work. That's a lot of work.
You could be good at something. That don't mean you're sincere at it. You know, you could be great at some shit. That don't mean you're sincere at it. You know, like, a lot of people are great at their job. They're great at their job, but they hate every minute of it.
I don't know if she hates it, though.
I'm using that as an example. I'm not saying that she hates it. I'm just saying, I'm using that as an example. So I don't think saying that you're good at something equates you being sincere about it. That's what I'm saying. Like, you can be good at anything that you do over time. That doesn't mean that you're sincere in your motivation behind it. You know, you can be doing it because it pays you, and that's it. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, make the last point on this so we can move on.
I was going to say, I don't want to take that away from Beyonce. I would think that all those records that she's done in the past, really, it's like someone performing and they get their feedback from when you do something and you perform and people gravitate you. Even a record like Halo, that record is not, to me, insincere in no form, shape, or fashion. To me, she really meant that record. And I'm not a Beyonce fan like that. I'm just saying, if we can speak about it, I would think more so people would get tired of being inundated with all her music and just her being in your face, more so judging her on sincerity. All I'm saying is that when we speak about a Drake versus a Q-Tip or whoever, we have to compartmentalize those things in the sense that, yeah, they are big. But at the same time, I don't think you can take away from that sincerity based on the because they're big. Yeah, you're right. They might not write, or they might not be in a space where they once were. But at the same time, they're writing what they mean. Even with Jay-Z, I mean, me and Chad talk about it all the time about how he might not be able to relate. We might be able to relate to what Jay-Z is going through because he's so rich. Yeah. But at the same time, that's his life. That's what he's talking about. And I have to take it for what it is.
All right. So that's the last word. Let's close out the topic as it relates to Song of the Year and Record of the Year. So I think here's the five that we just talked about. We'll just close this out real quick. So Hello by Adele, Formation by Beyonce, 7 Years, Lucas Graham, Work by Rihanna, and Stressed Out, 21 Pilots. So I'm just going to go around the table. So, Maddie, you say Adele, right?
Adele, for sure. Yep, no doubt.
What mm-hmm. about you, Kay?
Yep.
Two for Adele. I think I'm going to hold out for the dark horse and say, like I said, Stressed Out, 21 Pilots. We'll see who turns out to be right.
And that was Record of the Year?
That was Record of the Year. Right. The way I think about it is recording of the year. Yeah, so Song of the Year is essentially a songwriter's category.
Yeah.
So Formation and Hello are both nominated, and 7 Years. So the same three songs from above. And we have two new entrants. So we have I Took a Pill in Ibiza by Mike Posner. Do I have to play that?
No, I need to play that? That's not going to
win. All right. Actually, I've listened to the first 3 or 4 bars of that song a bunch of times, and I never quite get past it, right? And I tried to listen to the whole thing last night, and I still didn't get through it. So I don't.
It don't win, no matter.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to win. So I will play the next song that wasn't nominated in sort of Record of the Year is a Justin Bieber song, and
Love Yourself.
I like this song.
Yeah.
All the clubs you get in
using my name. You know who wrote this song, Maddie?
You think it broke my heart,
Pooh Bear.
Girl, for goodness sake.
Pooh
the Bronx. Think I'm
crying on my Pooh Bear.
What's his real name?
Jason. And I didn't want to write a song.
He's not on the credits.
Stop it. Thinking I still care. Stop it.
We have Benjamin Levine, Justin Bieber, and Ed Sheeran wrote that song.
Oh, okay. Maybe he didn't write that.
You know
down.
What? Hey, you know what? I think that might win.
Yeah. I was going to say either that 7 Years record or this record right here.
I think Love Yourself might win.
I think Hello is probably going to win. It's probably going to win both Record of the Year and Song of the Year. Like I said, I'm holding out. I'm holding out for the dark horse in the other category, but that record is like, you know, that record is a monster.
It's a juggernaut.
The funny thing about Justin Bieber is, like, he gets a lot of flack because he's like the personification of pop music, right?
He has some jamming ass records, though.
Right. It doesn't get any wider than Justin Bieber, but there's a lot of records that I like. Like, I think he probably should win Album of the Year.
We haven't got to that yet.
But
his album was good, though.
Yeah, I'm like, it's sort of like you listen to it, or at least I did. I listened to it, like, begrudgingly. Like, oh, it's Justin Bieber. Like, why am I listening to that? But
it over exceeded your expectations.
But then it's like record after record after record. Like, Love Yourself. Yeah. And, you know, my jam is Company. Like, so.
I like the record with Nas.
I don't have the right laptop to play all the records, but it's just, I mean, the whole album is like, oh, that's a solid album.
Pooh Bear.
All right, so here's the thing with.
Go ahead, Maddie.
Here's the thing I think with Justin Bieber. I think Adele will win. I would like for Justin Bieber to win. I think that the Grammys like his type of story, you know.
somebody who's fucking up, and then he kind of finds his way and puts out this great album. So that reason, you know, I think that he may win because of the story behind him. The same reason we talked about Chance the Rapper winning. Like, it's never...
The narrative.
It's a narrative. It's not just the event, you know. It's everything that leads up to that. So I think for that reason alone, I think he may win because of the narrative that goes along with his win. It's a great story. It's a great story for the Grammys. Just like Chance the Rapper. That's how I think he's going to win. It's a fantastic story. Yeah.
The funny thing is, I don't understand. I can agree, like Justin Bieber, he has a okay voice. There's nothing wrong with his voice, right? And I guess he's a white guy. He's blonde. But, I mean, like they selected some really good songs for that album, right? And it sort of, like I said, it really did sort of strike me funny that I was listening to so many Justin Bieber songs over the last year or so. Like, oh, why the hell am I, like, checking for Justin Bieber songs again? Like, that's sort of not in keeping with my self-image.
I mean, even the fact that you're saying it right now sounds weird.
It does sound weird. Like, I don't even really want, you know what I mean? It's out of an abundance of sincerity that I'm just saying, all right, I'm just going to be real about it. Like, I listen to it.
You're going
to
be real.
Like, I'm just going to be real. Like,
well, that's why his ass was drinking vodka on stage so you wouldn't feel funny saying his name. You know what I mean? Like, he went to an extreme to change change his image so people wouldn't feel weird saying, I was listening to Justin Bieber. You know, it's just, Miley Cyrus did the same thing. Chris Brown beat the shit out of Rihanna for that reason. Like, they all... These kids who try to go into adulthood, it's like they have to go through something so that you won't feel weird saying I was rocking Justin Bieber in the car.
Mm-hmm.
It's still, it doesn't roll off the tongue, right?
Yeah. But I played that Nas and Justin Bieber record in the deep cut, my early opening sets. That record is crazy. I love it.
Yeah, used to play that Drake and Justin Bieber song a lot.
Oh yeah, that record's stupid too. I forgot. I played it on my mixtape. That shit was crazy. But Pooh Bear wrote a lot of those records too, though, Chad. I thought he wrote written that record, but I think he wrote the lead single from Justin's album because he actually won a. I want to say he won a Billboard or something. I don't know. Maybe. I thought he was nominated for one of those things, but man, Pooh Bear is living the dream. When I tell you the dream, like stupid money, bro. And it's just gonna keep coming in forever.
All right. I think that's a good place. We're at the hour and a half mark. So, okay, if you have a deep cut you want to share,
I think
now is the time. I'll figure out how to pull it up. What is it?
This deep cut is called, make sure I get my name straight. It's called, Change by J. Cole on his new album.
Oh, God.
For Your Eyes.
Oh, God.
For Your Eyes Only. Play that record. It's crazy.
Is it, where am I getting this from? YouTube?
I guess Apple Music.
Really? We're going to do, really? Killing me. Is that
hey,
a deep
bro,
cut,
you just
really?
Said you like Justin Bieber.
Queso is always free on any entree.
So,
and now we have two
that?
New ones.
That's an ad from YouTube.
New Buffalo Bacon, a perfect blend of smoke.
Oh, great.
All right. Let's see.
That record's crazy.
And silence.
Why don't you just pull up my Apple Music?
Yeah, let's see if I can pull it up on Spotify. Really, J. Cole.
I get that.
My favorite.
I get that. The deep cuts, 100% music stamp.
Really. Really, really, really. All right. Should have done this the first time. There it is.
My intuition is telling me there'll be better days. My intuition is telling me there'll be better days. Lightest tone. Yeah. My intuition is telling me there'll be better days. I sit in silence and find whenever I meditate. My fears alleviate, my tears evaporate. My faith don't deviate, ideas don't have a date. But see, I'm growing and getting stronger with every breath. Bringing me close.
All right. What do you think, Maddie?
Yeah.
I think we lost Maddie. All right.
Did we lose Maddie?
Yeah, I think we lost her.
Oh, got kicked out. Maddie said she got kicked out. Hold up.
All right.
Call her back. She didn't hear it. You got to play it again.
Oh, man. Jeez.
Hey, bro, you sound like Maddie wants some Beyonce shit, man. What's up, dog? That's a great record, bro. You ain't like that record yet?
No, I like that record. It's
I know it is. It's all good though. It pains. It's painstaking when you have to admit
it's
you one previously you didn't like.
It's it's hard to you get all this sort of there's this inertia associated with disliking somebody, right? So in order they have to overcome that inertia, right?
I know.
And I'm not. It's hard to go.
We're melting away in that dislike right now.
Like when you're going 100 miles an hour, you just can't throw the car in reverse, right? The fucking transmission falls out when you do that.
That's the look of a hater for real. Like,
fucking gears grind to a halt. Like, damn, what the hell just happened?
That's funny. call Maddie back, dog.
I'm calling her back now. I had to. It turns out we were out of money. Like we were at the payphone.
Oh, is that what happened?
Yeah. I had to load up. I had to put some more money on the account.
Nigga, hold up. If we could generate $3, then we straight. Nigga, donate $3. That's all we got. We need to keep Maddie on. If a nigga can give us $3,
I gotta keep. I'm keeping that in because it's important that everybody understands that you know this is real. Oh, come on!
It ain't letting you call back.
I put the money in. Now I won't let you call.
Oh, maybe I can call.
Try one more time.
You think I can call her?
From
Skype.
Let me see. It might just take a second for it to register. Cause I did it from oh, damn it. All right, hey, I'm gonna call you right back. All right.
Hello.
Hey, sorry.
Yeah.
So
as it turns out, Maddie, you got kicked off cause we ran out of money.
Hey, we've been talking for a long time, so.
So when I call you, it costs money. And it costs money by the minute, apparently. So.
Oh my God.
We ran out of money, and it didn't even say like, hey, you're running out of time. It just kicked you off.
Damn.
Yeah, it's true. So. Yeah, that's awesome. That's what we want. So, did you hear any of the song?
Yeah, I don't know where.
No, I got kicked off. Probably. 5-6 minutes ago, but we can just keep going because
most of this I'm keeping in. We're almost done, so I'm gonna play a couple seconds of the song just to keep going. So I'll just let you know when I added the money, it didn't take the first time, and I did it again, and so they just charged me twice. So now we have twice the money on our Skype account. So. We're good
thank
for a
you
couple
for
weeks.
Our private or silent. Today has his doors with every step. As we speak, so I'm silent.
No longer scared to die. Most niggas don't believe in God, so they terrified. It's either that or they be fearing they gonna go to hell.
Young asking the father for forgiveness,
got him overwhelmed.
So this is J. Cole Change. This is K's quote unquote deep cut. See, I don't know if it's deep. It's a cut.
He would understand the ignorance to make a nigga take his brother
life. The bitterness and pain that got him beaten on his wife. Like, all right. Life and wife. Those words rhyme. All right. Any thoughts, Maddie? Nothing?
J. Cole. I like it.
Yeah. I like it.
I know how you feel about J. Cole. But no, straight up. Seriously, though.
Hello?
Yeah. Did we lose you again?
Yeah. I don't know. It keeps going out.
Oh. All right.
My family's been playing his album. So, yeah. I'm feeling it.
It's all
my
right.
daughter wants to go to his concert if he comes to Atlanta. I told her that we have to see if he has Lil Yachty open up for him. If he do, then she can't go.
Straight up. Oh, my God.
Seriously.
That's blasphemy.
Yeah. Well, I'm talking about the death element that may be there.
Oh, yeah. I'm concerned about that as well, but I'm just so concerned about that. From a cultural aspect,
Mama, it's J. Cole. He ain't gonna bring. You don't know who he gonna bring, honey. What about Migos? No, Migos still bring the death element. So we have to see.
Bougie.
Who he bring with him? Migos jump in the audience and fight people if they have to. So yeah,
right. So you.
And y'all
so
know
you,
they got.
You...
I'm sorry. Y'all know they got potato chips out, Migos.
For real? Well, amen.
Called rap snacks.
Wow. Rap snacks.
Yeah.
I ain't mad at her.
I'm serious.
Get that money, man. Get that money, sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
My nephew was eating some.
So this is why. So when we talk about Puffy, this is when we talk about it. I was actually thinking about it the other day. This is why I'm sort of angry about his presence and his influence on hip hop. And I'll preview it for us now. It's like he made it okay to sell out. He made it okay to decide, I'm just going to chase the money. Like, I don't give a damn if I'm making pop records. It's on the top of the charts.
Really?
And that's okay. Yeah, I attribute that to him and him personally. Right?
That's not selling out?
Not in a generalized. That's what selling out means. That's the definition of selling out.
You got potato chip? Everybody get hungry in the studio.
why is it not a brilliant idea when somebody who comes up with something? I mean, it could have been anybody could have come up with that. I mean, why does it have to? What kind of takes that as selling out?
Because
it's an entrepreneurial move,
right? Merchandising associated with the art form is the definition of selling out. It's not.
Sell merchandising.
I'm doing this for the love of the music. I'm doing this for the artistry. I'm doing this for the culture. Largely, I'm doing it because I want to make money. And the way that you make money is you sample popular R&B and disco songs from the late 70s and early 80s, largely rip them, and then you put some hip-hop vocals on them. And that's okay.
No, that's again, not all. But you can't quantify him. Just
I put that
on.
I put selling out directly on him. But we can have a full-throated conversation
anyway,
about that here shortly. That's sort of the preview.
Did you like the record? Did you like the record,
J. Cole record? Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That record's jamming, right?
Yeah, seriously. Like I said, my family is some big J. Cole lovers over here. So that's all we've been listening
Chad,
to.
Chad, if you get a chance to, we'll probably have to review this album. But
yeah, I think we
that
will.
For Your Eyes Only, the title track from this album, oh my, it had me in chills, bro. The way that he puts his, oh my gosh, imagery, the way it evoke feeling, it puts you right there, even if you've never gone through what he's speaking about. But the boy is a dope
songwriter. I like J. Cole.
No, he definitely is talented, right? That doesn't, I'm not going to take anything away from his ability. I don't think that my arguments against him have anything to do with his talent as a hip-hop artist. You know, I won't repeat on the radio what I said to you, but it's
one of my friends. Go ahead.
Sorry. No. Go ahead.
I was gonna say when I was speaking about earlier today, one of my friends said that he quoted Chris Rock saying that no one dislikes conscious rap; they just dislike conscious beats. So if you make an ignorant beat, you can be conscious all day on that.
Yeah.
So basically, he's saying that he was critiquing J. Cole's beat selection as opposed to his ability to rap, and they felt like his beats that they selected were more so like hippie-ish or conscious type of beats, more so as opposed to just some jamming beats that he's done before. Like even with that Waves beat, it was a jack beat. Like I told you that Joey Badass was a jack beat, so it kind of it complements his rap style when he does get on those type of beats. But again, I think this record, to me, it's 10 records. It's brilliant, and it's enough where you can digest it well enough where getting lost with a whole bunch of records. And it's centered around what a lot of young black Americans are going through. A lot of young black male Americans are going through.
All right, so I'll take the last point on this. And something Maddie said earlier today sort of is ringing in my ear as you talk about J. Cole. She said she can't listen to Sade all the time. I can't quite figure out when I would listen to a J. Cole record, right? It's like it's sort of hip hop that like you might play in the background. And I guess if you're looking to listen to, if you want to sort of scrutinize the lyrics and listen to the wordplay, I don't know that I'd do that as much as I used to anymore. And I think when I did it back in the day, it was you were listening to the entire song, sort of, and as you were listening to the entire song, you were sort of you memorized the lyrics and you sort of picked up on the wordplay. Like you were saying before, the beats are so subdued most of the time, there doesn't feel like there's much for me to sort of hold on to. It's like, yeah, I mean, it's akin to sort of like reading poetry. But my 9-year-old is at the window telling me I need to go eat dinner. But all right, bro. I'm growing to appreciate J. Cole for his talents. I just don't know that they're necessarily, if the songs are that great, right? Like, you're not going to play them in the club. Like, you're not going to get, like, hype listening to a J. Cole song. Like, like, what's the occasion for putting on a J. Cole record? Maybe that's the answer I need to sort of find.
I think that's what, that was a conversation that we were having earlier, too.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think maybe.
One time for my A-Low sisters. One time.
Yeah.
I can listen to it whenever.
Wait, but when, like, you were riding around in the car with the kids, you playing J. Cole? Probably not.
After Gangsta, yeah.
Yeah, that's the segue, right? After Gangsta.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Hard.
All right, so I think that's it. That's a wrap. That's episode 7. I want to thank, which order am I going to go in? I'll go ladies first. Thanks again, Maddie P.
Oh, what's up? I can't say hello right now, so, yeah.
All right. Again, thank you very much.
You know, okay, I'm sorry.
No,
I don't understand the fascination with Frozen. Okay, that's all I got to say about
that. Oh, we watched a Frozen. That's a good segue. We watched a Frozen sort of Lego movie earlier today. It was sort of weird. Kids love
Frozen.
But
like, Frozen. I watched Frozen. It's not like Incredibles is better than Frozen. Shit.
It's serious.
I love Incredibles, nigga. What are you saying?
Dude,
there
Incredibles is the shit.
There weren't songs.
Every time, come on.
But there were no songs in the Incredibles, right? People love musicals.
Hey. I don't. Now, as soon as Incredibles come on, I'm like, I can't do nothing else.
I don't like musicals.
Kids,
but
no,
people
don't
do.
Fuck with me when Incredibles on. My kids are like, Mama, Incredibles on. Okay, we're going to watch it.
Really? I've only seen it once, and I didn't sit through the whole thing. Like, I saw
oh
it in bits and pieces.
But Frozen is not that good. I just think that it's women and they help each other, and that's what people are so enthralled about. But whatever. I'm sorry. I was just flipping through the TV and it's on. Sorry, Shay. Go ahead.
Let it go. Let it go.
Let it go. Yeah, let that shit go.
Dropping.
Let that shit go back to that coach, Chad. Let that shit go.
Yeah.
But speaking of let it go, I got to let y'all go because I got to go pee and help Viviana out.
Yeah, we gotta go. I gotta go be a parent, all right? So
exactly.
Oh, I gotta say bye. All right, DJ NR, again, appreciate your time and effort.
Yes, sir.
All right, so we'll do this again next week.
Yes, sir.
All right, y'all.
Peace.
Bye.
So that was definitely a lot of fun. Once again, I want to thank Maddie and Kay. I'm sorry, DJ NR for joining us. So those songs from the Grammys, they ran the lot, right? Some of them were cool and memorable. Some of them not so much. I'm certain there's still some politicking involved in the Grammy nominations. But like I said, as usual, we had a good time going through the songs and had a good time discussing the issues. But before we get out of here, I'm going to remind you guys to subscribe to us on iTunes. I'm actually going to be putting the podcast on the SoundCloud this week, as well as creating some videos on our YouTube channel, just to make sure we have we cast the widest net as possible to make sure we reach you guys. Again, send us email, podcast@deepcuts.xyz. Check us out on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter @deepcutsxyz. I'm Chad, and that was Maddie and Kay. We'll holler at you next week.